Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Hey, you know, good luck to all the returning to school students. Let's wish them a safe and successful sports year, whatever your sport or grade. Again, the hoopla with the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It continues. It's on Amazon. You can join us on the Twitter, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Looking forward to one of my favorite professional magazines, Lower Extremity Review, LER. Goes to physical therapists, chiros, podiatrists all over the North America, and I'm on their guest editorial. We're going to feature the book next week. You know, we've got a great doubleheader today. MJ Gesick, she's a triathlon coach, Tri-Ride Coaching. She's been a champion herself. She coaches from beginners to champions. Will be first up. And then we're going to have Dr. James Granger, pain management, acupuncture, holistic specialist. Hey, you know, then it's me, the sports doctor is in, answering emails. Let's get rolling. MJ Gesick, I want to welcome you to the sports doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Great. You know, we're hanging around the Chicago area. MJ's in our neck of the woods. Dr. Granger is in Georgia. Give us a little bit of a background, MJ, of you, your coaching, and what you do.
Wow. Loaded question, Dr. Bob, but let me try to
Absolutely.
Make it brief for you. I actually was a competitive swimmer in high school and college. And then, as I think most, you know, young adults do, get away from sports and physical activity for probably the next 12 years, and then I wanted to come back to swimming. And I joined a master swim team locally here in the Downers Grove area, and they ended up being all triathletes, and they're like, MJ, you got to do it. I'm like, you guys, but I don't run and I don't bike, and I, you know, so they talked me into it. I bought my first bike 10 weeks before I actually did my first triathlon in Galena, and I was hooked. So fast forward like 5 years, I decided to become a triathlon coach, trained under several coaches here in Chicago, and then self-coached myself to qualify for Kona, the Ironman World Championships twice, started my own triathlon team, and I've become a professional triathlon coach because it's just what I love to do.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The old joke used to be that triathlons were invented by injured runners. When in sports medicine, we'd say, you know, you got to cross train. We got to stop pounding. Hey, let's ride the bike. Let's swim. Two great activities. And before you knew it, there we were with something like the Ironman, which for those who are not familiar, you're talking about like a mile and a half ocean swim, ideally, but then they have them in different lakes and whatever, and a 110, 112 mile bike, and then a marathon, truly a Herculean event, you know, to say the least. I'll never forget, years and years ago, I had the first triathlon champion coming to my office, and, you know, I had visions of an Adonis champion coming, and the guy was a regular guy, you know, physically, no big deal, and I continue to tell that story. So you were a competitor again. When you end up in Hawaii, that's the Ironman Championship, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you're right. It's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and then a marathon at the end.
Yes, and it definitely is a physical and mental super challenge. Of course, in sports podiatry all these years, many times we'd see whether it was the lower extremity problems in the runners, are they in the best shoe, and about their foot mechanics, why are their knees always hurt. And I've been using orthotics as one of our biggest weapons. I've also put orthotics in some of the best bikers in the world over the years. You know as well as anybody, physically it's all about the alignment. If we've got alignment concerns, we're in trouble. Catering to, like you said, from beginners, maybe people, and there are different kinds of triathlons, right? MJ, they're not all Ironmen. What are some of the different triathlons?
Well, there's a lot of different ones, Dr. Bob. And a lot of people start with what's called a sprint, okay? So that could be like a 400-meter swim, 13-mile bike, 5K run. You've even got a super sprint, like what's coming up here in Chicago this weekend. They have a super sprint on Saturday, and then on Sunday they have a sprint and an Olympics. So it just goes, each one graduates in distance, right? So you have
sprint. You know, from a fitness point of view, if you don't get crazy and with the overkill, even trying to spell the word Ironman, again, triathlon activities are fantastic for the strengthening and the aerobics, et cetera. Of course, all those years ago, we had to get you guys to jump into strength training. He used to say, Dr. Weil, I got to do something else now, you know, in order to be able to hold up from those kinds of activities. And so tell us a little bit about some of the classes. What is Tri-Ride Coaching?
So, well, Tri-Ride Coaching is my business. I've been a professional triathlon coach. I was a headhunter before this, and I up and left my headhunting business to become a full-time triathlon coach. And so that's pretty much what I do 24/7, help athletes, whether they're beginners just starting out or they're intermediate and they want to take it from, you know, one level to the next, whether that be taking it from a shorter distance to a mid distance or even to an Ironman, or someone who's trying to get on the podium and say qualify for nationals or qualify for Kona. So
what's the website, MJ, for TriStar, Tri-Ride?
It's www.triridecoaching. It's TriRightCoaching.com.
Great. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor. As a matter of fact, we're hanging around Chicago now. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back 10 years or longer on radio shows, but you could see who was on, what were the topics. All areas of wellness, sports, medicine, fitness, nutrition, all are featured. If you go over to newspaper articles, you can read about everything from what's the best shoe for your son or daughter to all sorts of information about our new book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and that whole world regarding youth sports, which is such a gigantic industry. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. MJ might have been one of them. And we have a big following, over 30-something thousand followers, both at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. And again, the idea of naming the book hashtag SportsParents was so we could have some interaction. It's a great Twitter stuff. We're talking with MJ Gesick, TriStar Coaching, Triathlete Coaching. And again, the areas we just talked about, I've talked about it for decades, MJ, whether it's the importance of nutrition. After all, you're in the business of preventing injuries, staying out of trouble, and you're also in the business of enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, faster times. You were a competitor yourself. What kind of age groups do you cater to? You deal with any youngsters?
It's funny that you asked. The youngest athlete I coached was 11 years old.
And, wow.
His goal was to become an elite youth, top 25 in the country. It took us 2 years, but we got him there.
Interesting is the fact that, you know, I have a chapter in my book. It's called The Prodigy Sports. And by that, I mean everybody can just imagine whether we're talking gymnastics or figure skating. You know, my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, you probably remember reading all about Evan Lysacek in the Chicago area. Evan was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. and where we have very young kids specializing in something, ironically, specializing at an early age in the triathlon allows us to mix some sports. So it really is, even in training for whatever else the sport is, you know, water exercise, doing some biking is always a real step up. What are some of the services, things that you're paying attention to when you're dealing with some of the people who want to become an Ironman, or they want to compete? Are they working with you a few times a week? What are some of the things, the bullets in your program?
Again, another really loaded question. And I think, Dr. Bob, the way I handle that, I mean, I deal with clients that are local, but I also deal with clients across the country and even internationally. So I don't get to see them on a regular basis. But technology has been wonderful. And the fact that I can say, hey, video, get some video of you doing XYZ, send it to me, and we're going to talk about,
yes.
You know.
Well, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the tip of the week from the sports doctor? One of the pictures you want to get is somebody balancing on one foot in squat position. It'll tell you like a million different things. Again, when it comes to, especially when we're talking about the amount of running, the kind of running that we're dealing with. And again, you know, like the sports doctor dealing with international. I had a guy on in April, MJ, from Belgium, Elliot, and he was running across Europe for the cause of obesity. He was doing what was equaling to like almost 2 marathons a day. I didn't think it was humanly possible, and he did it. So he's my shining example sometimes of really overuse times 1,000.
Sure.
In that regard. How's the men-women ratio with who you work with in the triathlon world?
I'd probably say I'm 60-40 women, but probably because I am a female. But it's funny that you say that one leg balancing. I offer run gait analysis, bike analysis. I also offer swim analysis. Whenever I have someone that I have with a run gait analysis, I have them do the exact thing that you just described, because it tells me a lot about what they need, if they do need orthotics, what kind of shoes they need, and what kind
yes.
of things we need to do
well,
to
here
fix
I have,
the technique.
Yes. Here's another pearl for you. A better question is whether they would benefit from optimum orthotics, which is almost always a 10. I've never had a coach in the world of skating. And it's funny, you mentioned Downers Grove. I still see kids from the Downers Grove Ice Arena
sure.
for a million years with the famous Geppettos boot fitting, Mr. Edge in that area. And I have a chapter in my book as another pearl with you guys. It's called Two Essential Exercises, whatever the age is, whatever the sport is. And one of them is strengthening feet and ankles, like with rubber bands and paying big attention to foot ankle strength. And the other is working all sorts of balance, all sorts of stability work. And again, whether you're swimming or whether you're riding or whether you're running, the balance exercise to really strengthen all of these areas. What are some of the different points you're making regarding, let's say, nutrition? Do you get involved with that? I'm sure you do.
I do. I don't deal that with them necessarily on a day-to-day type nutrition thing. I don't put myself off as a dietitian or nutritionist. But what I do know is race day nutrition prior to the race, the week leading to the race, and recovery. So we talk, every athlete's needs are different and their tolerances are different. So I work with each athlete to help them develop a plan for race day, exactly what you're going to do. And we repeat it over and over in training so that on race day, there are no surprises.
Yes, it's always been one of the concerns, whether it was a marathon or whatever the competition happens to be. You know, I talk a lot on the Sports Doctor. It's a big part of the book. We talk about the mental game, especially when you're talking about athletes who are really looking to compete, be the best they could be. Then quite often we see the mental game is a real big deal. So I always ask coaches like yourself and competitors like yourself, I say, hey, how's your sports psychology skills?
Oh, I got it, Dr. Bob. I got it. You cannot be a successful endurance athlete without a positive mental attitude and mental toughness. And it's funny that you say that, because that I used to give speeches or talks on mental toughness and how to build that. Because you can be the most fit athlete out there on race day, but if your brain's not in the game, if you're not mentally strong and believing in yourself, you will not succeed.
Yes, we find that two of the experts in the book, hashtag a sports parent, I have a sports nutritionist, we have a psychiatrist, sports psychiatrist, the mental trainer of all the gold medalists from the Institute of Sports Performance, Rob Andrews, contributed an article regarding, again, whether it's the difficulty and challenge of coming back from an injury, whether it's the mom or dad of this talented 11-year-old who's working with you, and you're really working and dealing with the sports parents themselves. And I'm sure you have some interaction. Are we going to see triathletes in school one of these times?
Oh, gosh, I hope. You know, it's brought its way down to the collegiate level, right? So there's a school here, right here in Naperville, that now finally has a women's tri team. And I've actually started toying with the idea of bringing it to some of the local high schools.
I feel that sports medicine-wise, sports safety-wise, I spent 20 years on my show talking about childhood obesity, safely including a well-thought-out triathlete-type program makes big sense to me. Not everybody's going to be, doesn't have to be competitive, but it can conclude, absolutely. I'll tell you, it's a heck of a lot safer to tackle football. What's the name of the school you're talking about, by the way?
I was talking with it about the Lincoln Way School down further south.
I think, again, that would be a terrific addition regarding paying big attention, to the physical education and all aspects. How old, and I know we're almost going to run out of time, how old are you dealing with some of your triathletes? I bet you have some people easily 50, 60.
My oldest athlete right now is 73 years old.
See, I knew it. I knew that would be, that was even safety. You know, I can't believe we flew out of time already with MJ Gesick. TriRight, give me the website one more time, MJ.
Sure, www.triRightCoaching, it's TRIRIGHT, coaching.com.
Great. MJ, hold on a quick second. Hey, everybody from Chicago, we will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights. About a half a dozen parents of athletes So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And I want to welcome Dr. James Granger. Dr. Granger is a pain management specialist. What's bigger in the news than pain management? He also is a holistic physician with specializing in acupuncture. You know my opinions. I've been talking about that for 20 years. So glad to have Dr. James Granger. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Dr. Bob. I'll call you Dr. Jim. Yeah, give us a little bit of quickie background. I call it who and what about you and your specialty.
Well, my practice is here in Marietta, Georgia. I've really do a little bit more of addiction medicine more than I do pain medicine per se, but we have laws in Georgia. In order to advertise your office as a pain clinic, you have to, or to treat pain, you have to have a pain license. So to advertise acupuncture, which is really my big focus, I have to have the pain clinic license. And of course, you know, my goal is to get my patients pain free without pills. So I approach people with addiction issues, opiate dependent issues, try to introduce them to acupuncture and other modalities other than opiates that can treat their pain.
Are you an MD or
yes,
or a DO, Dr. Jim?
MD.
Okay. Yeah, we've seen again the in sports medicine, to say the least, and besides the craziness of pain pills, where the United States is 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the pain pills, and we're in this nightmare. One of the biggest chapters in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is where I talk about youth sports and drugs, where we're taking over-the-counter anti-inflammatories. You know, it's funny, Dr. Jim, I have an associate, Dr. Jean Lee, who's a Chinese MD. She's practiced acupuncture, I don't know how many years. She's been with me 10 to 15 years. And when I wrote an article about acupuncture, the title was 4,000 Years Old and Still a Secret. That was a long time ago. That's changed dramatically, the acceptance of acupuncture in the whole world of medicine, hasn't it?
Yeah, but it's still got a long way to go.
It still does.
Yeah.
You know, it really, really still does. And you have the, again, whether it's sports, whether it's post-accident, and you have other kinds of chronic injuries, who dreamed there would be this kind of an addiction nightmare? You know, I also, pardon my French, B-I-T-C-H on the Sports Doctor, that the United States is one of only two countries in the world, and I've had guests on from all over the world, New Zealand's the other one, that allows television advertising of prescription drugs, which is deluged with a society that's a pill for everything. So that's music to me when I'm hearing you talk about the ability of trying to pay big attention to being pain-free without without pills.
Yeah, it really surprises me, and I may seem like I'm kind of bashing my own profession here for a second, that, you know, physicians will prescribe opiates for a patient for pain before they'll try something as simple and as common as physical therapy or acupuncture. Having said that, you can't, you know, cast all that blame on physicians because, quite honestly, a lot of times physicians will try and prescribe such things, but insurance won't cover it. So
yes,
you've got a financial
Plus the fact, Dr. Jim, the pharmaceutical companies, which hemmed and hawed and sold the concept that opioids, number one, were safe, Number two, no way were they addicting. It was BS. It was baloney. And they deluged not only the physicians, but everywhere you looked. And all of a sudden we saw that it was so addictive, it was just unbelievable. Plus, doctors would prescribe not five pills, let's say opioids, after an injury or a procedure. They'd maybe prescribe 30 with a refill.
Oh, yeah.
So, right?
Yeah.
And again, not to knock the medical profession, but the medical profession was sold this bill of goods regarding how safe these medicines were. And this was the most unbelievable misinformation that we've really ever seen. How do you find the medical community that you're involved with and their addition of and acceptance, let's say, of acupuncture as well as, you know, physical therapy is covered by insurance. Acupuncture is gaining ground, right? But it's still a challenge with insurance.
Yeah, what happens with insurance is you'll have an insurance company and they may have six plans and two of them may cover acupuncture, and then when they do cover it, they limit what you can treat and how long you can treat it. They do the same thing with chiropractic, and I think as far as that goes, I think acupuncture is a little bit behind chiropractic as far as, you know, getting insurance reimbursement.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Now, it's interesting. You know, I've had many, many chiropractors on the Sports Doctor over the years, one of my favorite guests. I sing the song, of course, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee and backbone, and they sing the song, the backbone's connected to the chiropractic physician were the first holistic physician in many ways who paid big attention to nutrition, paid big attention to the importance of exercise, hands-on. And I know you're someone who includes big time that whole, you know, we don't even call it our alternative medicine anymore because it makes it sound like it's one instead of the other. You know, you talk about complementary medicine. You're very involved in the inclusion of herbal medicine, aren't you?
Yeah. It's, you know, acupuncture is just one component of traditional Chinese medicine, which has been around for thousands of years. And it kind of makes me laugh when I see these coverage documents for insurance companies that refer to acupuncture as experimental.
Right.
You know, pharmaceuticals have been around for 100, 200 maybe years, and, you know, you've got thousands of years of acupuncture. Nobody's ever overdosed from acupuncture, and these insurance companies will let you get all the opiates in the world for you till the day you die, essentially. But
yes. Like professional sports.
Yeah.
Like professional sports, which to this day refuses to accept the proper use of medical marijuana. I've known pro athletes that for 25 years they told me how much more effective marijuana was, but if they didn't take the doctor-prescribed pain pills, and half of them got hooked and were addicted with the crazy pain pills. You know, but again, the new frontiers, quote-unquote, energy medicine, again, holistic herbal medicine, which has been around semi-forever, really seems to be, you know, and I think today, yoga, mind-body connection, it just has become a lot more well accepted. You float around with sports medicine also in your world?
Most of my injuries are auto accident injuries. I don't have a lot of sports medicines patients per se into my practice, but an injury is an injury, so to speak.
Yes, it is. And a lot of times, again, when we talk about the crucial topic of addiction, and we talk about the other super crucial, again, opioids, and we talk about pain and what a big deal it is, then being able to pay big attention, you know, with somebody might be facing disability and they have a particular accident, car injuries, you know, it's just so, so, so common. And like you said, injuries are injuries. And when we're talking about, you know, trying to educate the population, again, whether it's the parents of youngsters, where we're saying, you know, do not depend on over-the-counter pain medicine so your son or daughter can continue to play. This is where it starts. That's why I wrote about it very, very early. Well, I can imagine, again, the challenge of the opioids and pain stuff and addiction when it comes to post-traumatic injury like the car injury world.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, the really sad thing is I'll, more often than I would like to see it is, you know, I have auto accident patients and they'll just refuse every kind of treatment other than a pill. No, I'm afraid of needles. I don't want needles. I don't want chiropractic. I just want pain pills because they've already been introduced to that and they just want the pain gone. And, you know, I try to explain to them that I was told at my medical school graduation by the speaker, he said, the long way is the short way and the short way is the long way. And just going for the pills, it may seem like a quick fix, but it's putting you on that long road to addiction. Unfortunately,
yes, and I think again today, what's the website with your practice? People can find out more about you and what you do.
It's www.acupunctureandinjury.com.
Okay, everybody listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back 10 years or longer in radio shows. Who were the guests? What were the topics? In all areas, again, whether it's sports medicine, whether it's wellness, whether it's fitness, in so many different areas as we've watched. For example, like we're talking today about the world of wellness incorporating so many different things and nothing much more important than the use of pain management and the use of pain pills and how it's become such an incredible part of the society. You can zip over to newspaper articles and you can read my most popular article, which is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. Whether it's what about your son or daughter specializing in one sport? It's about what are we going to do with youth tackle football with what we know today. These kinds of topics are key. Go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Again, the hoopla with the book is the ask sport hashtag, I'm sorry, a sports parents. You'll check that out. We are talking with Dr. James Granger, pain management physician, acupuncture specialist, and we're going to be back and talk a little bit more about acupuncture and some of the different other areas of herbal medicine that Dr. Granger's paying attention to. We'll be back. It's the Sports Doctor. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're out there in Georgia. We're talking with Dr. James Granger, Dr. Jim, which we're calling him, like Dr. Bob over here, acupuncture specialist, addiction medicine specialist. And again, Dr. Jim, I want to ask you about that. There's nobody who hasn't been touched with addiction in some way, shape, or form, members of families themselves, with the this whole scourge and nightmare, 60,000 deaths or more. What are some of the important aspects of addiction, especially addiction medicine, in your opinion?
What are some of the challenges? Yeah, well, the challenges are people get addicted so quickly, and then they want to get off the medicine so quickly. For example, I use a medical-assisted therapy, buprenorphine, more commonly called Suboxone, and, you know, on the first visit, a lot of times patients are asking me, well, how long till I get off this? I said, well, you know, you're addicted to these opiates that are ruining your life. We're not going to fix this in 6 days.
Now, does that shock a lot of people, Dr. Jim, how fast somebody, you know, when you're talking about, you know, trying to be an educator and get this word out, how fast somebody could be grabbed by a opioid problem?
Yeah, I see, you know, articles all the time that, you know, in less than a week, somebody start to become physically dependent. You know, of course, it varies person to person and depends on what opiate. The thing that gets me also is, you know, like I said, this is a medically assisted therapy I use, and of course that means it's pharmaceutical based, and the pharmaceutical company will say, oh, well, you need to keep these people on this medicine at least 2 or 3 years before you start weaning them off. And I've done some CMEs where the CMEs are saying, oh, it's like high blood pressure and diabetes. It's just chronic for life. And I'm like, well, some people, yes, they need to be on it for life because they have some comorbid things like depression disorders, personality disorders, but to just blanketly say I'm going to take you off of heroin and put you on a buprenorphine replacement for life, I think is monetarily motivated. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Well, the psychiatrist, adult and child psychiatrist, for example, Dr. Denise McDermott, she participated in the book, and she calls herself, again, a holistic psychiatrist, where she says, of course, drugs have their use, have their value, but for the vast, vast majority of the time, she's concentrating on non-drug-related treatment, which asked me, well, I wanted to ask you again, Dr. Lee has talked for years with me, again, in the Chinese medicine acupuncture. Besides acupuncture being used for pain or for an injury, that acupuncture had also tremendous value in the addiction world. Do you find that true?
Yeah, it helps with, as far as in my practice, I've used it to help people with their initial withdrawal symptoms. And I don't know if I'm speaking to the population as a whole or maybe it's just my practice, but I seem to get a lot of people who are addicted to opiates that have some type of injury that got them to using, which kind of makes sense. You know, 40-50% of people who are addictive had a pain prescription at some time. So
yes, and again, in the world of sports, a la the sports doctor, then this is a very big deal. The injuries are a big deal, both acute injuries, post-surgery, et cetera, where very innocently somebody's taking some pain medicine, but the shocker of how fast it possibly could become an addiction concern is a big deal. What's your opinion in the pain world with the whole marijuana side of things?
Here in Georgia, I tell my patients all the time, you know, I say, look, in my personal opinion, it should be legal, but the bottom line is...
Oh, it's not it? Right. You got that baloney with the different states. That really is a big deal when you're in a state where it's not allowed and with evidence being piled up so high it's hard to look around it. And again, I wanted to make sure we also touched on the fact that the reason we're seeing heroin everywhere we look in all sorts of middle income and other worlds is the opioid high is evidently very similar in some way, shape, or form. So when someone can't get those pills and they can't steal the pills from their parents or whatever anymore or whatever, then there comes heroin with a similar... Do you see that as one of the biggest reasons this has exploded on us?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely a concern in that regard. And again, you know, like you said very early on, an injury is an injury. So whether somebody has got slammed around in a car accident where they're dealing with pain medicine post that, or whether or not they got tackled on the field and they tore something or hurt something and they're getting, again, seems to start with these pain medicine prescriptions. Now, people with legitimate chronic pain are now having also concerns because the world is clamping down so dramatically on the prescription world. It seems that it can go to another extreme. Have you seen any of that?
Oh, definitely. It's almost flipping to the other extreme. I mean, it's almost to the point where pharmacists are refusing to fill prescriptions, and they'll call and ask for a diagnosis, and I'll say, sure, as long as you can show me where it's in the scope of your practice as a pharmacist to ask for the diagnosis.
Yes, I think it's a good habit. I believe it should be up to the physician regarding what's necessary and why, you know. And then be able to, intelligently include, the ability of these particular medicines. Again, going back to a point I made very early, which was that the pharmaceutical industry absolutely pulled over the wool over so many of the medical world and post-injury world's eyes with the fact that these medicines were safe. There was never any testing done on opioids to see if they were safe long-term. Total misinformation. And again, here we are. I would imagine, again, addiction medicine. You must be up to your ears, man.
Yeah. I've still got room for more patients. Whatever figures you hear as far as how prevalent the problem is, it's worse. You know, I have people try and talk about, people in this industry are more prone to opiate use. And I just kind of laugh because whatever profession, industry you want to talk about, I've probably seen somebody that works in it. From legal to medical, construction, restaurant, you know, show business, you name it. It's just... I think we're really underestimating the problem at this point.
So when you're talking about your goal, again, which is pain-free without pills, acupuncture, a real weapon, like you said, herbal medicine, and the people need to get educated regarding anything herbal. Dietitian, good place. The medical establishment, for the most part, doesn't have a spell herbal, do they?
No, and even before you start looking at herbal medicines, you know, when I graduated or entered medical school years ago, there were only 4 medical schools in this country that had a designated nutrition course as part of their curriculum.
Isn't that amazing? You know, I'm glad to see you're a big part of it. I can't believe we flew through the time here. Dr. James Granger, pain management, acupuncture specialist. Pain-free without pills. Give us the website again, Dr. Jim, where people can find out more about you and your practice.
It's acupunctureandinjury.com.
Acupunctureandinjury.com?
Yes, sir.
All right. And hold on one second, Dr. Jim. Everybody, we will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. It's the Sports. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best
of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Moress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, we are back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, the sports doctor. Welcome. This is the Sports Doctors In segment where we talk a little bit about some upcoming guests. We answer some emails. We brag about the book. Again, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's a guide for any parent with a child in sports. I don't care if your son or daughter is the best athlete in the country or whether they just want to participate and have fun. Again, the book's in four sections. My co-author, a Hall of Fame volleyball player, radio host, Sharky Zartman. She's also the mom of two Division I volleyball players. She has the first seven or eight chapters talking about parents and sports parenting 101. All aspects. Up to and including even concerns of coach abuse, some other concerns in the world of nutrition, etc. Second part's the sports doctor's in. I talk about orthotics. I talk about the best shoe. We talk about challenges of injuries, prevention and treatment. Third part, exciting section, ask the experts, eight different experts, sports nutrition, sports youth training, coaching, etc. Chime in. With their two cents. The last section, perspectives of parents. I have five different parents talking about the challenges, highlights, or different areas of sports parenting. Next week, we've got returning podcaster, Dr. Craig Wax, with his health show. He'll be coming back. Jaya Mira, who is a holistic author. And speaker, she has a Twitter chat that I participated in last month in all sorts of holistic areas and medicine. So Jaya will be joining us. She was a pediatric oncologist also in the past, quite a lady. Following week, orthopedic surgeon, sports orthopedist, Dr. Dave Geyer comes back. It's been a year or two since he's been on. Also, Heather Mangieri is a youth sports nutrition expert. She will be joining us. Let's jump into a couple of emails here. And again, if you want to email me, drrwile, sportsdoctor at yahoo.com. drrweil, sportsdoctor at yahoo.com. Tracy says, surviving high heels. Accepting the challenge, that's one of my most popular articles. You go to sportsdoctorradio.com, you go to newspaper articles, is that article on women in high heels. A big part of that article is strengthening your ankle. if you're wearing heels and you want to stay out of trouble, whatever your age, you want to strengthen, pay attention to your feet and ankles. Balance work is great. Rubber bands are great. You also want to vary the heel heights as best you can. When I've seen European women from over the years ago who grew up in heels, and their whole adolescence they were in heels, and we would see they'd have some shortening possibility of the calf muscle or Achilles tendon. Vary the heel height, strengthen your ankles, stay away from jamming your feet in pointy-toed shoes. If you are in two-inch heels consistently, you're altering your whole posture. So again, strengthening your core, your low back. You don't have to be a superstar. We're just saying if you want to prevent trouble and you're in business, you wear a lot of heels, then those are the things, and you can check that article out. Herb says, should I treat fungus toenails? You know, Herb, if you're a patient, there are all sorts of ingredients. Usually it takes months in order to be able to do something about it. Many times we're using something topically. There are oral medicines that do have some occasional side effects. So dermatology or podiatry are the experts in dealing with toenails. Ideally, podiatry, you can get your options. You could see what you're facing. But again, you got to be a patient. There is no 100% cure for nail fungus. It's common, and it can be persistent. Rarely does it hurt. So often it's a cosmetic concern. Pat says, my 16-year-old daughter is a serious tennis player. She plays probably 5 days a week. She competes. She's been playing since she's nine. She's had some ball of the foot sesamoid concerns. Sesamoids are two normal bones on the bottom of the big toe. They're movable bones, and they can be susceptible to stress. And they can be a hassle, even the potential of a stress fracture. So you want to get a diagnosis, see podiatry or see sports medicine, get a diagnosis with those sesamoids. On occasion, somebody will grow up with a sesamoid that's in two pieces. It wasn't fractured. It might have formed in a couple of pieces. The great news is, Pat, that proper orthotics, often with a cutout or an accommodation for that area of the ball of the foot, I've had great success with for decades in order to deal with the problem and prevent its recurrence. On occasion, you could be running into a surgical concern or a more difficult problem if you don't pay big attention to this. This is not a shoe problem. You really want to see sports podiatry ideally, and again, find out, number one, diagnosis, number two, what's the optimum orthotic, what's the best shoe for your daughter? Stay out of trouble. Tom says, what about Tiger Woods' comeback? You know, Tom, I've been talking about it on the Sports Doctor for as long as he's been dealing with it. We saw Tiger, Paul Calloway, who wrote the book Total Balance Training for Golf. He runs the Golf Academy at Cantigny, a golf course in Wheaton, Illinois. Dealt with Tiger when he used to come in for the Western Open long time ago. And Tiger became an athlete. He did a lot of running. He ran into all sorts of structural problems. There were few who thought he would come back physically from what was his third back procedure. And the first challenge we always felt, I sure did, was would he hold up? Because a few different times he tried to play. By the third tournament, his back problem was again. It was another problem. And he would come back. And he would have more problems. So the successful return, let alone him being competitive, is one of the biggest stories, in my opinion, in sports medicine, which is the return of Tiger Woods physically. Now we're seeing his return, not only talent-wise, even mentally. It's very exciting. We're all rooting for him. I think we are about out of time. So thanks again to my guest, MJ Gesick, Dr. James Granger. We'll hook up again next week. Another edition of the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents.